views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mary Jane Mack Show with holistic, intuitive wellness expert Mary Jane Mack. Her vast knowledge coupled with her innate intuitive abilities have made her a much sought-after holistic intuitive, recognized as a leader on the cutting edge of holistic healthcare and the creator of TATS, the Accelerated Performance System. Tune in to learn how your body has all of the answers and discover the power to transform physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Let your body become vibrantly healthy on every level. Call in during the show at 800-930-2819 to connect with Mary Jane directly and find out what thousands of clients from across the country with every physical issue imaginable have discovered. Now here's your host, Mary Jane Mack.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your host, Nancy. I'm here with Benny and, of course, Mary Jane. For those of you who are new to the show, Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington. She does the TAPS system, the Accelerated Performance System, which is muscle testing your body, finding out where your deficiencies are, recommending a nutrition protocol, which is specifically designed for you and you alone, and which gets into your body, repairs it, supports it, and brings you back to optimal health. So she also does phone consultations, she does pets, and she's going to be taking your calls this morning. And if you have a question for Mary Jane, you can give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And today we are talking about how healthy is your house. However, before I bring Mary Jane on, for those of you who listened to the show last month, we had Dr. Jeff Haller on, who does the Feldenkrais Method. And I have to say, I think I told everybody how excited I was about making my appointment. Well, I did. And I can honestly say, after one visit with Jeff, my knee completely changed. I mean, I talked about it for days. It was a miracle. I had surgery on my knee, and after Jeff worked on it for an hour, that's how long a session is, I walked out of there and had completely changed. So for those of you who were on the fence about possibly going to see Dr. Haller, I recommend you make the call, you make the leap. I was in shock. I just kept walking around going, I can't believe how my knee feels. I can't believe how much better I'm walking. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Even Mary Jane.
Well, seeing Jeff, my riding improved so dramatically. I mean, it just fine-tuned it, and when I was at the ranch this last time, we did canter departures, and it was right on. So it was fabulous, and to see Nancy so excited after one visit with Jeff, after all she went through with the doctors and what they did, and it's very exciting. So his work is amazing, and want to achieve, along with getting your body healthy with nutrition, to get your body better in motion and feel lighter, and he's the one to see.
I swear to God, it was like a freaking miracle. After one visit, I was in shock. So if you'd like information about Dr. Haller, you can go to his website, insidemoves.org. That's insidemoves.org. I swear to God, he will change your life.
And you could look up more about the Feldenkrais Method online and what it's about and educate yourself so you have a better understanding of it.
And for me, you lay on the table and you don't do anything. He just gently touches you in these different points on your body. You could barely feel him touching you. And you just kind of like breathe and he does his thing. He moves around the table, touching your feet and your knees and your legs. And after the session's over, you get up and it was actually funny. It was like, okay, now take a walk. And it was kind of like, I had to figure out how to walk again. I think you had said, Mom had said, oh, it's And it was like that. It was like, oh my God.
You have to integrate it.
Yeah. So cool. I'm going back again for a second session.
And my granddaughter has had great results too. So
I just wanted to share my personal experience, and it was truly amazing. I was boggled. But today we're going to talk about how healthy is your house? How healthy is your house? We have, Mary Jane has got some interesting stories about people's houses. And we're not talking about the inside of your house. Let's talk about possibly what's in the walls of your house. What's underneath your house? Do you have creepy crawlers? Do you have rodents? Do you have rodents in your walls that you don't know about? Have you had birds in your chimney? All of these things can make your house very, very sick, which in turn will make you very, very ill.
Yes.
She's looking at me and I'm like, well, I don't know much.
This is a really important topic. We talk about this usually once a year. And I find that with the clients I see on a regular basis, I'm talking about the different things that apply to what's going on to them. And it goes back to their environment and what's going on in their house. So that's why I feel this is really important to go over and talk about these things so you could have, and we'll be getting this on our website. We're redoing our website, so we'll have this information up there soon so you could go to the checklist. But we're going to go over some things where I see people can have some major, major health issues. And it's a different way to look at things rather than just going to the doctor.
Exactly. It's very very interesting when you at the ranch, they're doing a remodel and one of the walls came down and there was old mice droppings that had been living. I mean, they were old, but still they had gotten in between the walls. And if you have even larger creatures that have been cohabitating in your walls, that eventually is...
Well, it's toxic. It's toxic. We actually had something in our attic. And when I heard this scratching and I thought, oh boy. And we called someone in to get it checked out. And under our house, I know that under our house was good not that long ago. And at this time, I had somebody come in and they checked out the attic and there were some creatures getting in. There was nothing up there, but there was an opening where something could get in, whether it was a squirrel or bird or whatever that they sealed. But that when they went under the house, there were little creatures under the house that had gotten under the house. So they had to clean all that up, but it wasn't something that was there a long time. And so they cleaned all that up and checked around the house for where they were getting in. And took care of that way. But it's like we were lucky we found it before they really got infested. So I'm going to tell you a story about a client of mine, and he was he said I could share his story. He had he was diagnosed with encephalitis last June. He actually had a seizure and went into the emergency room and they did a CAT scan. So that's inflammation of the brain. And the doctors couldn't figure out where it was coming from. This guy is physically fit. He's a martial art expert. And he had no idea of anything that could have caused this. So again, he couldn't drive and he had to be low-key because of the seizures. So then in July, he had another seizure and same thing. They didn't know what was happening. They didn't do anything else for him because there was no specific diagnosis for where it was coming from. So he wasn't on any medication or anything. And then actually someone told him about me. And he came into our office probably 6 weeks ago. And when his body, the only thing wrong with him was his body was extremely toxic, more than anybody else I had ever checked. And he needed a lot of one particular product to pull the poison out, the toxins out. So I began to quiz him about, well, where were you like last June? What happened? Were you exposed to any chemicals? And kind of went through a checklist and none of that applied. Then I asked, well, what about your house? And both him and his wife said at the same time, oh, our heating ducts, we haven't had them cleaned. So then I tested, I can muscle test anything. It doesn't have to be there. I muscle tested the heating ducts and they were very bad. And then I said, well, what about under your house? And they said, oh, I don't know. We have holes in our yard and we haven't been under there or checked it in the house. They've lived there a long, long time. So what I got was it was under the house that was causing the inflammation of the brain. It was very toxic. So I had them call in like an exterminator, somebody to evaluate under the house. And when they did, under the house was extremely, extremely bad. So that you think about urine and feces from mice or rats and
dead bodies under there.
Yeah, it was very, very bad. So they had that all cleaned up and they had the heating ducts cleaned. And when they cleaned up underneath the house, they had to have the whole new vapor put in and new insulation. They had the works done to it. And then they put like bait traps around the house to keep it clean. And after I put him on this product for 3 days, he came back in a week and he said in 3 days he was dramatically better. He could think clear. He knew that this was definitely on the right track. And it totally made sense to him, and especially when they came out and told him the results of what they found. And now he's got to have a scan in 2 weeks, I think. And then he'll be able to, but everything tests good. Nothing else was wrong with this guy. That's how healthy he was. But underneath the house was killing him.
Yeah, and the wife didn't show any symptoms at the time, but everybody's different, so.
Well, everybody that lived in the house needed the nutrition to pull out the toxins, but they weren't affecting him as badly. And he was in the house more, doing more work from the
work from home.
Yeah.
Okay, so again, if you have a question for Mary Jane, please give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Catch you on the other side.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
The Janice Underwood Show, helping you create the life you want, not the life you tolerate. Tune in each Monday, 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as Janice delves into the life creator system and the next step in your spiritual evolution. Janice Underwood is gifted at helping spiritually minded people shift their mindsets to unleash the creator within. Our souls wish to wake us up. Those of us listening hear the call. Do you? For more information, visit JaniceUnderwood.com.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit SpiritFireRetreatCenter.com.
Integrate spirituality into your everyday lives on Universe Soul Heart Radio. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Kathleen Johnson explores the concept of sensible spirituality, keeping you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. Kathleen has dedicated her life to facilitating holistic healing and wholeness in others. Listen to Universe Soul Heart Radio and learn how to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. For more information, go to universesoulheart.net.
Do you ever feel as if you're working twice as hard but only getting half as far? Are you trying to connect with your path in life and finding it elusive? Mainstream Metaphysics Radio is a weekly call-in show where we harness our connection with the universe and use what is in our power to affect change for optimal success and happiness. This hit show bridges the divide between what is and what we do not know. Eve, named one of the country's top psychics, also known as the MBA psychic, invites you on this journey for this live call-in show with readings, featured guests, leaders, and visionaries in both business and spiritual callings. So join Eve Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as she takes metaphysics mainstream. For more information about Eve, visit EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Today, we are talking about how healthy is your house. And when we left for a break, Mary Jane was talking about one of her clients who had a disgusting house underneath with creepy crawlers and rodents and all kinds of things. But that
happens. It's actually pretty common. It's pretty common.
Well, you don't think about what's going on under your house. You don't think about... I know out at the ranch, there's a neighbor who was feeding the birds. However, all the stuff that the birds were eating was ending up in the ranch yard.
Bread and chicken bones.
And all of that stuff attracts rats and mice. And so once they have all of that food hanging out, you know, they call their friends and it's like a party and then they figure out a way to get into the house to stay dry. You got a party going on.
Well, the other thing is there's so much building going on and so much cutting down the trees in the forest that that things scatter and in neighborhoods. I was amazed at how common this is in different areas.
Well, remember we had good friends who lived up on the plateau. And their neighbors had fixed the problem, but all the critters that were living in the neighbor's house had scattered to all the other neighbors' houses. So
that was major. This was in all underneath all new homes. It was major rat and mice nest. Yeah.
Yeah. So just a little pleasant thought to think about.
Anything. It's like it doesn't matter whether your house is new or old. You need to check and make sure that that it's healthy. So some of the other things, we're going to go over our checklist here. And if you have any questions, Nancy's going to give you our number again about whether it's your health, your house, or anything.
It's 1-800-930-2813.
All right.
Or your pet. Okay.
All right. So again, the big thing is the drains. We always talk about the drains, but I cannot tell you how important that is. Because if the drains aren't right, you can have an irritated bladder. You can be up going to the bathroom all night. You could have urgency.
You could have sinus congestion.
Breathing problems.
Your pets could be scratching constantly.
So to do your drains, use a fourth a cup of baking soda and 2 to 3 cups of white vinegar down every drain. And you do it, if you've never done it, you should do it every week for about a month and then do it every month. And then eventually you only have to do it every couple months. And it doesn't matter whether your house is new or old, you still have to do your drains. And the other thing is, like in your bedroom, people that have bladder issues or itching, you have to check for what you have next to your beds. Do you have lamps that are plugged into the wall? Do you have lamps that have been there for 30 years? Sometimes the cords, the electricity
or
leaks through the cords, any of the cords, if they're old. And also plugging them into the wall, they could leak electricity. And that sick electricity is what irritates the bladder. So it's best if you have those things to put them into a surge protector. And if you put them in a surge protector, most of the time you could get them to work. Sometimes if they're really old and the cords are frayed, you just need to get either get them rewired or get a new lamp. That's simple. And that goes for any electrical things. Anything in your bedroom, you should have it plugged into a surge protector, and that makes a huge difference.
Make sure it's a good quality surge protector.
Yeah, something with a heavy cord, not a thin, wimpy cord, because it's the cord, again, it's the cord, if it's weak and not sturdy, that it doesn't hold up very well. And even surge protectors, if you've had them a very long time, sometimes they need to be replaced too. So you just have to...
Something to think about.
Yeah.
Something to think about. Okay, what else? Replace your shower curtains?
The shower. So when in the bathroom too, you got to look and see what you got plugged in there, and make sure when you plug things in, that when you plug it into the outlet, that it's not loose. It should fit tight. And then it'll be okay. If it fits loose, you shouldn't leave it plugged in. You should unplug it. And then also look at your shower curtains, see if they're what the lining looks like. Make sure there's no mold or mildew on the bottom, and you just need to change them.
I say you should probably change those maybe every 3 or 6 months.
Yeah, the line.
Regardless,
it
doesn't even matter what it looks
like. If you have just a liner, that's easy to change that. So then you're definitely in a safe zone. So then also the frame in your bathrooms and areas, sometimes in apartments, also this happens, is around the windows you get a lot of mold and mildew. So you need to clean that up, and you could use vinegar to clean that up. And if you're having an issue with it, that definitely is going to affect your health. I had a client that lived in an apartment, and she lived on the first floor, and there was water, moisture underneath the house. And no matter what she did, she had mold and mildew on one area behind her bed and one area of the bathroom. And no matter how much she cleaned it up, she couldn't get a handle on it. Even with an air purifier in there, it was that bad. Finally, she got moved out of that apartment and then to the second floor, and she had no problem.
Mold, that's a bad, bad, bad thing.
Well, we're talking about under the house having other critters and things, but if you have water under the house, then that's a whole nother issue, because then you got the mold issue. So, and the heating ducts, that goes along with everything. If you haven't had your heating ducts cleaned in a while, that's a must, because think about all the, all the dirt and dust in there, and it blowing into your house every day, and then you're breathing that in. So, and I noticed when they cleaned our filters, they put a little filter, when they cleaned our ducts, they put a little filter right in the heating duct, and that was pretty cool, because it kind of keeps things from going down, and something you could rinse out easily and not have that dust collecting in there.
And I'm sure you could find those at a Home Depot,
you can,
or Lowe's.
Yeah.
So you could replace those, get them, put them in all of your vents, and then replace those maybe every 3 months or so. But that also helps.
Exactly. And then there's always the refrigerator and cleaning the refrigerator, taking everything out of that refrigerator and sanitize. You could wash it with vinegar, and that sanitizes it. And because, how often do you do that? And it's really important to do that for your family health.
And how often do you find those fun science experiments living in your refrigerator or in your fruit drawers? There's always that one apple or one orange that...
And if you have mold on one thing, you can't... In the drawer, that mold is attached to everything. The mold spores go everywhere.
So, yeah, so...
And then there's always like pulling the refrigerator out and cleaning behind the refrigerator for the dust. And the reason for these things is people this time of year, especially when you close your house up after summer, start thinking they have allergies, they sneeze, they're coughing, they're congested, and they think it's they're getting colds. And basically, it's what's really going on in your house. And that's why we're going over this list, because all these things, you look at how you're feeling and those symptoms, and then look at your house first. It's an easy solution.
Yeah, because everything's closed up. We're all closed up this time of year.
And then your carpets, if you got animals and if you're not vacuuming every day or every other day, that's another thing. If you're sneezing and coughing, especially if you got kids that are congested all the time, it can be just what's going on with the dust and the
your air ducts, your vents, your drains. So lots of good information today. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2813. Time for us to take a short break. We will catch you. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show, Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, did you know why they call the foundation? It's called the foundation because it completely eliminates your foundation for what you thought your reality was and creates a whole new space where you can have an entirely new reality that is foundationless. So from my point of view, they should call it the unfoundation or the foundationlessness. Either way, there's a big new global rewrite happening again because these guys cannot stop changing. There should be like a Change Anonymous that Gary and Dane go to. And it's happening April 28th to May 1st. You can find out about it at accessconsciousness.com/global foundation. It's happening in Paris. Go to Paris or do it online or find a pod near you. These are all the options you have. And what else is possible?
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy, and I'm here with Mary Jane, holistic intuitive. And today we are talking about how healthy is your house. So going over a checklist, giving you some things to do. You have some, I don't know, major congestion, or if your pets are kind of itchy and scratching all the time. Kids have runny noses. People aren't feeling very well. These are some simple things that everybody can do to see if that changes.
And I can almost tell you that it will totally make a difference. I mean, it's not even a maybe. You will. People tell me as soon as they do their, especially doing their drains, how dramatically better they are. If they have headaches, the headaches go away. So it's a simple thing to try and do, and you should do it anyway to have a healthy environment.
Well, and the other thing, too, is we talked about, you know, your pets could be itchy and scratchy, or you could have major congestion. The other thing is you could feel sick to your stomach.
Yeah, you could have it gives you a toxic stomach.
Yeah, yeah, so you could feel nauseated from having those drains. You're breathing in all those toxins, and you could feel like, I'm just not feeling good.
Yeah, when you breathe in the toxins, it gives you a toxic stomach. The toxins in the stomach go through the kidney and bladder, so now you get an inflamed kidney and an inflamed bladder. That's how that happens. And then that can cause the breathing and the lung issues and the sinus issues. Sometimes I see the kidney and bladder things causing ear issues, and anything that's going on in your head that you've may have done things for and still have and are not getting better.
Yeah, the drains. I mean, she always pushed the drains. And, you know, in the beginning, I thought, drains. But it's actually true. It's actually, you can't, sometimes you can smell the toxins, other times you can't. But at the same time, if I'm walking around and I'm nauseated for no apparent reason, that's kind of like a sign. Oh, need to get those drains cleaned. And as soon as you clean those drains, it's like instantaneous. That sick nauseation goes away, and it's a quick fix.
Well, the thing is, if somebody comes in, if they don't clean the drains, I could take care of them nutritionally, but they're still not going to get better. You have to do that in order to, like, it's like something that's always affecting you. And once you change it, it's so simple, and especially with kids. Kids, sometimes that's all you have to do. They don't need anything else.
Oh, same goes if you're living in an apartment. And just, I think I shared the story, I'm not sure when, but I was visiting family in Chicago, and I was in my hotel, and I was nauseated. I wasn't feeling good. I had called home and talked to Mom, and she said it was a drain. So what did I do? I went out and bought one of those.
Bleach.
Well, I bought bleach, but I think I bought a liquid plumber or one of those plumbing things because I was in a hotel, dumped it down the drain, waited my 15 or 20 minutes, ran the hot water, and then I went out to enjoy my time with the family and came back. It was like a totally different, I felt better. I mean, it was
amazing. You can do if you're in a hotel room. The easiest thing to do is pick up a bottle of bleach, a small bottle of bleach, and put that down the drains, because that will do it for the time you're going to be there. I have people that travel all the time, and it's simpler than getting the baking soda and the vinegar. It's just get a bottle of bleach and pour a couple cups down all the drains, and then it cleans up the air for while you're there. The difference is the baking soda and vinegar actually cut the grease and grime more, so it helps to break it up. That's the difference, where the bleach kind of, it'll disinfect it and break it up, but it takes a lot to get the job done. The other just is different. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, you look a little silly coming into the hotel with your baking soda and white vinegar.
Well, it's just more work when you're on the road.
I mean,
but you could go to a little store and get the other.
But that's just kind of like.
And it works every time.
It did. I mean, yeah. I felt so much better when I took care of those drains in the hotel. It was like, wow.
I have clients that'll call and they say, as soon as I got where I was going, I got sick, and it's the hotel room. So that there you go with that. The drains are affect
huge.
Everything.
Okay, where are we going on our list?
We did the refrigerator and remember about the sinks. Also check for any water leakage underneath your sinks and underneath in case there's any mold or mildew around. It's all these things you just, if you're not finding it, you got to be the detective and just keep looking. Apartments and condos are always worse. The more people that live in the building, the more the drains can back up with the gases and the fumes. And you don't really smell them, but it affects your health. So if you live in an apartment or condo, you may have to be very proactive and do it more often to make a difference. So the other thing is make sure that your dryer vents are clean, like from the dryer to the outside, that doesn't collect with a lot of lint and cause a fire, because that happened to Nancy one time.
It was scary. Actually, it was my washing machine that caught on fire.
Oh, okay.
Which, I mean, you never hear of washing machines catching on fire.
And it was fairly new, too.
Yeah, it was. So that was craziness. But yeah, but the dryer vent from the dryer all the way out to the house, got to make sure those are clean. Because it's not only is it lint, but there's, you know, if you have pets, dog hair, even though it's clean dog hair, it's still
clean
lint.
Dog hair.
Well, no, after it goes to the washing machine and it goes to the dryer,
right.
It's clean,
yeah.
But you still have, you know, the lint. And so you want to make sure you take care of that. Here's a fun one, which we all know we should do, but how often do we do it? Which is sanitize our doorknobs and light switches.
I do that all the time.
I'm just saying for those people who have small little children. Like my niece, when she would go to school, I called her a little germ carrier. They're little germ carriers. They're passing their germs along. Then they come home and they're touching the door, touching all the light switches. So if you are sick, make sure that you go through and sanitize all that.
And that's easy to do.
Well, you do it, but yeah. We don't know if everybody does it.
That's easy to do. So, and then, so you're looking at, think about the kid's bedroom. Your kids' bedroom, the kids with all these stuffed animals and toys, you can take all those stuffed animals and throw them in the dryer, especially when you got kids that present with allergies or colds or congestion. It's the dust from the animals that can affect them. So you throw everything in the dryer. If you have a sanitize on it, put it on sanitize. If you could wash them, that's great. If they're not washable, at least throw them in the dryer. And it's the same with the kids' bedding. If kids are sneezing and congested, take all their bedding, well, wash their bedding, but their blankets and pillows and throw them in the dryer and sanitize them or fluff them up, and it gets all the dust off them, and it makes a huge difference for the kids in the kids' bedroom.
And don't use any...
fabric softener.
Or dryer sheets or... those balls that they put in there now that freshen them up and make
you can put
smell.
Anything that has a smell. They have these tennis balls that you could put in, regular dryer balls that soften the clothes and are good for the clothes. But anything, yeah, you mean like those other softer balls, yeah.
Yeah, anything that has a scent to make your clothes, I love those commercials that make your clothes smell fresh for like, you know, 6 weeks or whatever.
Well,
I washed it 6 weeks ago. Well, you know, that's a chemical that's going into your clothing. And if you have a sensitivity, you're going to put it on your body, which will then absorb into your skin, or you're going to be smelling it. So that could cause a problem.
Oh, it can cause major problems for kids laying on that, sleeping on those things. I had a client who had a 9-month-old that was having seizures. And again, it's being that detective asking, well, what are you using? And asked if they use softener, and they did. And what kind of soap? And stopped the softener and then cleaned up most of the chemicals that they were using. And then baby had another seizure, and their house was small, so the baby was sleeping in a room near the laundry room. And there were other chemicals in there that the baby was breathing. Soon as they cleaned up everything, they never had another problem with, especially the dryer sheets, with the baby having seizures. So you have to look at, again, it's all about your environment. What are you using? What's chemicals? But those dryer sheets or softener, very, very toxic.
Well, yeah, and they affect some people a lot more than they affect other people. So just be aware and be conscious.
Well, and the thing is, I hear people that use them, and they think they could not live without it. They could not stop using it. They have major health issues, but they never connected to that being a part of it. Major breathing issues, and but they just don't see that. And it totally is a major deal. If they didn't do that, it would improve their health.
Yeah, small little things to think about, change.
again, when you're doing the kids' room and cleaning it up, it's about the bedding, the pillow, anything around them, and vacuuming the floors. If you have carpeting, vacuuming the floors often because of the dust.
Well, and, even,
if they're, and cleaning like the drapes or the blinds, anything in there that's holding on to dust can cause them to have allergic type reactions.
Well, and all, you think of a little small babies where they're putting all those plastic toys and stuff in their mouth. Yeah, definitely want to take care of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. While we're doing bedding and everything, your pillows.
Well, if they're very old, you need to just throw them out and get new pillows.
I have a favorite pillow that I absolutely love. So it's in the dryer a lot to fluff up. And
well, you wash it too. You know, you get pillows that you could wash. You have to wash them often, and you have to throw them in the dryer and sanitize them once in a while. If you just get in the habit of doing that, it just makes a big difference. But pillows that are old, you just need to throw them out. You can look at them and tell.
Okay, or just love them and keep them fresh.
Yeah. Same with, your draperies and blinds. You know, blinds just collect a lot of dust, so you got to clean them pretty often because they, if you're sneezing a lot around them, same with, computers. If you're around computers a lot, if you got more than one computer in your office and around them a lot, that's a lot of electricity that can affect you, and you'll cough or sneeze or have issues with that. We use technology like the Claris technology to protect your body from the electromagnetic waves that makes a big difference. So it's all about, again, putting everything on a surge protector, doing everything you can to make it the area as safe as possible.
All right. Okay, before we go to break, let's talk about your carpets. When you clean your carpets,
well, you have to use a company to clean your carpets. That's
a green company.
Natural, yeah,
yeah. Or chemical, if you
or steam them,
or if you're one of those people who has their own steamer, I'm sure there are green cleaners that you can use, but you don't want to use any artificially scented things
or any chemicals, because if you have animals, they're going to lay on it, and kids that are going to crawl in it, and then even as that dries, those chemicals come up in the air. Today there's so many good cleaners out there, and steam cleaners, it's easy to find the right one,
and green cleaners. Okay, you are listening to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Time for a short break. We'll catch you on the other side. On a cloud of sound out in the night.
Choose the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. The Cornelia Stephanie Show is your catalyst for anchoring heaven on earth on a global scale. For more information, go to CorneliaStephanie.com.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin and now co-host Jeremy Nudell. Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit andrewmartin.energy.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is dedicated to the education and awareness of Lyme disease.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Lyme Talk Radio. I'm Dr. Pat, joined here by
Dr. Nusheen Darvish.
Dr. Pat Basile and Dr. Nusheen Darvish will be bringing the most innovative, groundbreaking information, research, treatment innovations, and stories from those it affects every day.
I'm so excited to be talking about this.
We have so much to share.
Dr. Darvish and I are planning to do is connect the dots.
People suffering with all sorts of chronic diseases, it's time. It is time for them to transform.
Tune into Lyme Talk Radio and help keep our mission strong.
For the loyal listeners out there that have been listening to this incredible show on Lyme disease, we are not going to let you down. We're going to come through stronger and enrich the platform for Lyme disease awareness through Lyme Talk Radio. The message will continue. The conversations will become stronger and the healing epic.
Well, you don't know what we can find. Why don't you come with me, little girl, on a magic carpet ride? Well, you don't know what...
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Today we are talking about your how healthy is your house, going through a checklist of things to maybe you can do super simple, super easy. It doesn't take a lot of time, except for maybe if you call a pest control company to come out and just have them check underneath your house to see what's going on. And the one that came to the ranch, they actually take a video camera down there. And then they actually show you what's happening down there. So it's documented, so you know you're not getting scammed. You know, people are saying.
There's some really good companies out there now. So
yeah.
Yeah. And the thing, especially if you're having health issues and you can't figure out what's going on or you're not getting better, you have injuries and you're not recovering, all these things can affect how you feel and affect your blood quality, it, like if you have toxins and chemicals around, it can make you anemic. So all these things in your house can affect how you feel and your health in getting better. So if you have issues, any kind of things that you're not injuries, that you're kind of dragged out, you should be over it and not through it, you look around. And this is an easy solution.
Exactly. All right, so we did, what else is on our checklist, Mary Jane?
Well, your mattresses, you know, putting good covers on your mattresses. Sometimes, too, if you have a good air filter, you could put all the bedding on the, put the air filter on the bed and tent it, and it will get rid of any dust mites or anything in the bedding. So it's an easy solution to clean up your bedding if you don't throw it in the dryer.
And your air, so yeah, the air machine, that's another thing. If you have an air machine within your house, which I know you sell those at the office, but they're at the office and it helps to circulate the air and clean the air and sanitize the air.
Yeah.
However, the air machine helps, but you still have to do your drains. You still have to clean your ducts and all those things.
And you got to think if you're remodeling or if you're painting or if you're in a new house. All those things off gas, so they're all chemicals. So we recommend an air filter that we have in the office by EchoQuest, and that air filter totally cleans up any bad stuff in your house. It's amazing. I recommend that especially when people come in and their house is that toxic, they put it in and it's dramatically better almost instantly.
Well, it's like if you're getting new carpeting or paint or you're getting your hardwood floors done, you obviously have to leave the house, but at the same time, put the air filter.
Yeah, you can't live in a house with those kind of odors and smells and be okay. It's so, not going to happen.
No, but if you get the hardwood floors done, you get the air machine going, you go away for a few days and make sure the house is aired out. Same thing with paint. Although a lot of paints,
carpeting
too. A lot of paints now
are better
with green.
Yeah, non-toxic
smells. But you have to remember, those not only affect you, but they affect your pets, your four-legged family members. So you have to be cautious and aware about your four-legged.
Babies crawling on the floor.
Yeah. Well, I was talking about pets, but babies too.
Well, new carpeting. Yeah.
Yeah, with all the smells. New smells are good. However, they can be very toxic.
So that's just a quick checklist to look at what's going on with your health and how you're feeling. And making a difference in your house can make a difference in you getting following your path to good health. And good health is what we take care of in our office. When you come in, we're able to I do a technique of muscle testing, and when I test you, I can figure out, or your body will tell me exactly in priority what your concerns are and what we need to deal with. And at the same time, by what I find going on with you, that takes me to the next step. I look at what's going on in your house or what's going on in the place that you work. How much is that affecting you? So it's cleaning up everything that may be causing you to not feel good and get you on the road faster.
Oh, it's like the emotional, physical, structural.
It's the whole triad.
You got the whole package because you're able to tap into people's, if it's an emotional component, you go ahead and get the emotion. Recognizing it is the first step in releasing it. But with the nutrition, that also helps bring your body back into balance and off you go.
Exactly. And the other part is just being your coach. And when I'm your coach, I'm looking at the whole, like Nancy said, I'm looking at the whole picture. And where are you? What's keeping you stuck? Why are you not, some people just don't know where they're going, what they're doing, how they're going to get there. And I'm able to help guide them and figure that out it just by muscle testing. Your body has the answer to everything that you've ever done from the time you were conceived, every memory, every issue. And by asking the body, we can find out what that is and clear it and help you move on. Well, it's all about standing in your power and being the best you could be.
Well, and another time, this is my favorite time of year where the holidays are here, so there's all those extra foods and munchies and sugar and, so then we start eating things we don't want to eat, and then January comes around and everybody's talking about the big weight loss, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. My thing is why don't you get your body in balance now and you won't crave all the sugar and all the bad stuff, and then January, you don't have to worry about changing your eating habits. Why not do it now? Get your body in balance. Make sure your digestion is working. Your gallbladder's all cleared out. And enjoy the holidays. Eat what you want, but not, put on those extra 5, 3, 5, 6, 7 pounds. Drives me crazy this time of year. And everybody's eating all the good stuff, but then January comes around and you hear all those weight loss commercials. I keep saying, why do you do that? Go see Mary Jane. Get the body in balance so it doesn't crave all those things. You don't have to worry about when January comes around. So,
and also when you're in the office, we're talking about the emotional, the spiritual, the structural. And we're talking about where you are in your life and what is it that you want? What's keeping you stuck? Your body tells me where you're at. And so it's easy to figure out that something's holding you back. And I'm able to help you figure out where you're going. What What is it about? What does it take to be who you were meant to be and live the life you deserve? It's much more than where you are today. It's that bigger picture.
Where are you going? Where do you want to go? And I think we've talked about that before, too. You just have to don't put limitations on yourself. If you'd like to make an appointment with Mary Jane, give her office a call at 888-777-4232. Or you can go to the website, which is being revamped, but it's maryjanemack.com. And for those of you who listened last month, if you'd like more information about Dr. Haller, go to insidemoves.org. Again, I was completely blown away with my session with Dr. Haller, and it was truly life-changing, just like being with Mary Jane was life-changing.
Tell your story about your gallbladder.
Oh, geez, we don't have much time, but all right. All right, so it felt like somebody was, like, stabbing me in the shoulder blade with a knife, and every time I moved, it felt like somebody was twisting it. I mean, it was, like, debilitating. So what do? Call Mom. She's like, oh, you got to push on your gallbladder. Went and saw her. She pushed on my gallbladder. Within, I'd say, a minute or less, the stabbing pain in my shoulder was gone, and you could hear all these gurgling sounds from my gallbladder. Now, how my gallbladder got backed up, I have no idea what I ate.
That's emotions.
Could be emotions.
Stress. We're remodeling. A lot of old stuff.
So, and my car's in the repair shop right now, so that's been extremely stressful for me because it's been there longer than I wanted. But yeah, simple things like that. Crazy, crazy. All right, Mary Jane, any last words?
Just think about cleaning up your house and being healthy, and be healthy for the holidays. Like Nancy says, don't wait till the first year to change things. Change things right now and get on the right path, and you'll get through the holidays healthy and happy and not gain 10 pounds.
Exactly. Thank you all for
happy
listening.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you all for listening. This is Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Have a great day.